Ms. John said one unvaccinated person is currently hospitalized with COVID-19. She said the COVID-19 protocols and measures have been implemented at various health facilities so that persons can continue to access health services across St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
So as it is now, we have one active case of COVID-19 in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. We have one person who is hospitalized according to our last report that went out yesterday, and that person is still unvaccinated in category. So we're still seeing very low cases of COVID-19 in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and that's for persons who are testing and reporting testing at our facilities, our private facility. So it's still something that we're keeping an eye on, and we have more or less integrated a lot of the measures and protocols into our existing primary and secondary care so that persons can be able to access the services that are available across the different facilities in St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Chief Health Promotion Officer in the Ministry of Health, Shanika John. Regionally, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Bermuda since the outbreak now stands at 18,154, and the number of confirmed COVID-19 deaths in the Bahamas now stands at 833. Internationally, Australia has said it will end mandatory COVID isolation requirements from next month. Currently, anyone who tests positive to the virus must isolate for 5 days, but that will end from October 14th. At times nicknamed Fortress Australia, the country has had some of the strictest restrictions in the world since the pandemic began. Meanwhile, official estimates in the UK said COVID infections are rising and have topped more than 1 million. There's been a 14% rise in people testing positive in the week, September 20th, the biggest increase since the summer. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.